What is up, guys? It's Sam here once again, and this week's episode I'm going to be talking about five legit, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 legit businesses you can start before the year ends, like profitable businesses actually, right? That you can start like without or just little capital or no skill sets ever. So let's cue in the intro and we'll begin from there. If you're like us, you've had this dream of growing a business into a wildly profitable revenue-generating machine so you can have the financial freedom that comes with it, give back, and ultimately make the world a better place, right? And now you're wondering, how are smart entrepreneurs of today skyrocketing their businesses, siphoning real customers and clients for their companies, and making the competition irrelevant with all the trials and errors? This and many more questions are answered on this podcast. Follow us as we learn, apply, and share all the tips, tricks, and secrets to real business success. I'm your host, Samuel Ofori-Doche, and you're listening to The Revenue Show. All right, welcome back, guys. And before we head over into the episode, I just want to thank you so much for your time here. I've been getting a lot of feedbacks on the episodes and the content that we share with you guys, and I'm so appreciative of the fact that you guys are, you know, communicating your feedbacks and letting us know, you know, how you're doing so we can improve on the content that we create every single week on this show. Now, on this very episode, what we are focusing on is five legit businesses, and this frankly had been, you know, had been a long overdue episode for me. And the reason is that, you know, ever since we went into this whole, you know, global pandemic, lots of people have had lost their jobs, and one of the ways that people have resorted to is, you know, having a passive income or a side hustle, right? So they could supplement, you know, whatever expenses they have on a regular basis. And I had been wanting to do an episode for a long time concerning this, and finally it's here, right? And so after a long list of possible, you know, income generation machines that people can venture into, I've narrowed it up to five different ones. And these five different ones are actual ones that I know works, right? I'm not saying, you know, oh, some things it's about this. No, these are things that I have actually proven myself that it works, or I know someone who has actually, you know, used that whole formula before and it worked for him, or it worked for them. So with that said, let's just go straight into the different, you know, five legit businesses that I think that you anybody can venture into and then make a killing from it. Right, so the first one is called freelancing, and I'm sure many people have, you know, heard about the freelancing world. People know about it. Some people haven't ventured into it, and some people don't know how to go about it, right? And so, but here's a caveat though. Now, what freelancing it is that, you know, it's for people who are graphic designers, who are website developers, who are writers, who are editors, video editors, audio editors, you know, blog writers, script writers. You know, there are different, you know, services out there that helps you as a freelancer to enlist your services on their platform. These are different, you know, global platforms, so you are guaranteed of getting, you know, I shouldn't say guaranteed, but you are likely to get clients from all walks of life, right, on these platforms. And these platforms, you know, mind you are not running the traffic, they are running their traffic. They are paying lots of money on these different advertising platforms like Facebook and Instagram and all other platforms just to advertise your services. And the only thing is that they make commissions on whatever service that you're rendering to through their platform. And so if whatever service you charge $100, they're going to be making, you know, a percentage of it. And depending on the platform, they have different requirements here and there. But it's fairly simple to join. You just need your portfolio, depending on whatever you're doing. You just need a few requirements, which is, you know, they just want to know if you can speak good English. So they have some different assessment tests there, which is very simple to pass anyway. It's not the big deal. Some of them also require that you have, you know, a payment system, right? And so the most popular ones are PayPal, and I know for Ghanaians and most Africans, PayPal is, you know, one hell of a you know, option for them, because most countries in Ghana, and I should say most Ghanaians or most Africans don't have access to PayPal. But that notwithstanding, the other options out there, like Payoneer helps you to actually get paid on different platforms. You could also use your regular, you know, debit card to actually join in some of those platforms. And so those are your options out there. And so for all my graphic designers out there, you have a particular skill set that you aren't monetizing, and you're thinking, can you actually monetize it? Can you get paid on these, you know, different gigs that you might be able to do? Yes, the answer is yes, you can. And there are so many platforms out there, but these three platforms are the ones that I know for sure that actually works. So the first one is freelancer.com. Right? So you head over to freelancer.com, and on freelancer.com, you're going to find all these different portfolios. They have different places that you can fit your services into. Okay. And then we have the second one, which is 99 Designs. Okay. So as the name goes, like, it's majorly for designers, right? The logo designers, the graphic designers, all these, you know, graphic designing gigs that if you have the skill set of doing that, why not just go sign on the platform, and then you and then whenever you get a gig, you can get paid for that. And then my favorite one is fiverr.com, fiverr.com. My fiverr.com is one of my, you know, one of my secret places of finding anything relating to freelancing, you know, works. If I'm looking for a virtual assistant, I go there. If I'm looking for a graphic designer, I go there. If I'm looking for a website developer, website designer, a coder, you know, I've done so many projects there. I've even written books, literally have written 3 books, and 2 of those books are books that were written by ghostwriters. And so for those who don't know what a ghostwriter is, you can literally be a ghostwriter for somebody on these different platforms and get paid for it. You are literally writing a book. So you have a skill set of writing books. You have a skill set of writing. You can go on that platform, and then you could literally offer your services there, right? If you're a blogger, and you think, you know, you can't write for yourself, it involves some money, some traffic means and stuff like that, you can be a blogger for somebody else, right? And depending on, you know, whatever rank you're on, you're going to be charging, you know, any amount that you deem fit for whatever service you have, right? For my video editors, right, you're a video editor, you can go on the platform, you'd get gigs, and then you'd edit, you know, as they come in, right? There are so many services out there that you could put on that particular platform. I've literally seen people who are rappers, right? Some of them are musicians, some of them are, you know, beat makers. So they make beats and then they sell them on these platforms. Or if you have a custom, you know, song that you want made for you, these people are out there, you know, making money from that. And I don't see any reason why you can't make money from a skill set that you already have, right? But one of the most difficult ones is that most people say, Sam, I don't have any skill set. I don't know how to go about these skill sets, right? And I'm going to teach you one thing called outsourcing. Now, what do I mean by that? Now, outsourcing basically means that you don't know how the skill set, but you know the person who has that skill set, right? And so if your skill set is finding the gigs, finding all these people who would need these services, then what you could do is become the middleman. You outsource those services. You go in for the clients, you go in for the gig, you outsource it to somebody on Fiverr or all these platforms. They get paid, you get paid. Okay, so literally you don't have any excuse. If your route is the freelancer world, you can go out there, make money on freelancer.com, on 99 Designs, and on fiverr.com. If you don't have the skill set, you can outsource those skill sets to other people. They make money, you make money. That is how it works, right? And so right now, so that's the first one. That's the first, you know, legit business that you can venture into without, literally, you don't need money to start. That's how exciting it is. You don't need money to start. You, in some cases, you don't need any skill set at all to start, okay? And so so that's the first business model that you can go into. Now, the second business model is event planning. And you might be wondering, term. This is a course. This is an actual course studied in school. It's a degree program, and I know it's a degree program. I know, you know, it entails a lot and stuff like that, but I don't think that it's something beyond somebody who hasn't ever, you know, had that program in school before. I studied medicine, and I still do event planning. I still do events. I plan events. As a matter of fact, one of my clients is looking at organizing an event, and I'm helping with the entire organization of it. And no, so you don't need the degree program to actually get started in events planning, but you need some form of experience, right? You need to have been closely tied to maybe an event in the past. You've been involved in, you know, the organization, in, you know, making sure it's a success. And so chances are you have the skill set, right? And again, these things are outsourceable, right? You gaining the gig and then going to seek help from another person, it's no crime. It's no crime. All you're doing is you're just, you know, finding the right person to do the job. That's what it is, right? And so again, you can outsource the event planning side. But more importantly, the reason I've labeled event planning as one of the skill sets or one of the businesses that you can venture into before the year ends is because of our current circumstance, the pandemic, right? With everything going on today, with you know, fear and panic, with increase in the number of cases for you know, a duration here and there, there's still that fear, there's still that thought of, you know, we could be heading over to another lockdown. That's a possibility. But and even if there isn't no possibility, now the world has changed. Until we found a particular vaccine that actually works, that it's safe for everyone to use, you know, the state of event planning has changed. And there has been a lot of dynamism. There has been a lot of differences, you know, over the, you know, comparing now to, you know, just a couple months ago, right? And so things have changed. And so now we all know, you know, the online way, using Zoom, using Google Meet, using all these different platforms. Now, the organization of it is very challenging for people who are not technologically inclined. And so what you could do is you could organize this online, you know, meetings and online events for people. You could also, I know some services out there who are literally doing this. They have turned their, you know, events or planning, their event planning businesses into online media, where they're actually helping people to still have that, you know, real life experience in a virtual environment. Okay, so you can literally look at that and then see if you can, if you are technologically savvy, you can actually go into that business model without you actually having any money. Right? And it's an easy thing to do. The caveat here is that you just need some technology know-how, and that should be it. And today, in today's world, there's nothing like technology, you know, not being technologically inclined, because there's YouTube. Whatever you want to learn, just go on YouTube and find the answers. It's simple. Just go out there, find the answers, or you can ask someone to help you. Simple as that. But that is the number two business that I want to show you guys. So the first one we talked about was freelancing. The second one we've talked about is event planning. Now the third one I want to talk about is real estate agent. And before you go like, hey Sam, like real estate agent, before you, you know, bite my head off, just hear me out. Now here's the thing. What real estate agents, what they do is they are what we call middlemen. That's all they do. So what they do is they find buyers and they find sellers, and then they connect the two together, right? And so there is a real estate company out there. You know, they have, you know, a lot of apartments. They have a lot of, you know, things that they do. They have all these apartments they are selling. They have all these apartments they are building and all that, right? What you could go is you could walk in their offices, talk to them, and ask if they are willing to have an agent for them. And here's the thing. A real estate developer or a real estate company or a real estate firm, chances are they don't say no to these things unless that is their major policy. But if it's not a policy inclined, it's not a policy out there, they actually are very welcoming to that idea. That's the thing. It's kind of like just opening a marketing arm for whatever they are doing already, right? Because their services don't change, their price points don't change, the amount of properties they have don't change. Literally nothing changes, because all they are, all you, all what real estate agents are doing is they are feeding in these people with clients. That is all they are doing. And so because of that, it gets so easy for them to say yes to somebody who needs or somebody who wants to be a real estate agent for their company, right? And then you could do that on a part-time basis. I've seen people who have raised lots of cash from just being real estate agents. They have flyers out there. They have put in their phone numbers and their email addresses, any form of contact details on, you know, these different places that they think their potential buyers could be there, right? And then they are just connecting the two together, and then they make commissions that way, right? And so the only caveat here is that you need to know how to sell. You need to know how to convince people. And so you go in there, you go to the real estate firm, you talk to them about this whole idea, and if they give you a thumbs up, then you do that. Because some people might not want to do that, right? And with this, you don't need any money to start. Like, no money at all to start. You just get started like that. You just need a certain skill set, and chances are you already have that. So get over there and then make some money by being a real estate agent. So far we've talked about three different models. We've talked about freelancing, we've talked about event planning, we've also talked about being a real estate agent. Now the fourth example, or the fourth business idea that I want to talk about, is fitness trainer. Now I'm wondering, some like fitness trainer, like why? Now it's a trend that I have seen over the course of months now, and people have been particularly obsessed about how they look in the mirror naked. What I mean by that is the six packs, the big glutes, the nice broad chests, all these things. It has been a very trendy thing that people talked about, people like to associate themselves with, for both genders, men and women alike. And one thing I've also found is that whenever there is a problem, entrepreneurs are going out there looking for solutions, and one of the solutions is being a personal or fitness trainer. And so I know people who have been in this personal training gig, and they've made some good amount of money in this whole thing, literally just helping someone exercise, helping someone to gain a particular shape and size that they want or desire, right? You already have that skill set. Why don't you just teach someone how to go about it, rather than just doing it all by yourself every now and then, building your muscle every day? Why don't you teach somebody how to do it? I know people who charge 500 cedis a week. 500 cedis, that's like almost $100 a week, to basically help people with their fitness journey, right? And they are out there plenty. And so since they are out there plenty, it means that the market is still hot. So you could actually go there. That is if you already have the skill sets of doing personal training, okay? And then the last one is network marketing. And you might say, Sam, network marketing? Like, I've seen people talk about network marketing, I've never ventured into it. Or you've heard about it, you ventured into it and it wasn't successful. Whatever your problem might be, whatever problem that you encountered, whatever it is that you've heard, just know that it works. Simple, straightforward. This is something I have proven myself. This is not something, this is not a hearsay. I'm not going to mention any company here. What I'm saying is that it works. Okay? Network marketing company. It's your due diligence to find the right company. Just do your due diligence and find the right company that has the right product, that has the right compensation plans, that have the right incentive plans that would give you the necessary trainings that you need. But they are out there. The legit ones are out there. And by far, this is one of the business models that would easily give you a passive income without you having to kill or put in a lot of money into it. Right, you just need the skill set of knowing how to sell, and that should be it. You might say, Sam, I am an introvert, I don't like talking to people and stuff like that. That is up to you. But what I'm saying is that it works. And so if it's one thing that you want to look at starting a business before the year ends, I'm recording this literally in November. And before the year ends, you can actually make money from all these five different options that I've given you. So let's recap. The first one we talked about is freelancing. Freelancing, head over to all these platforms that I shared early on, and then go get an account for yourself and get hired by people who actually need your services out there. Right. The second thing we talked about is event planning. So go out there and see if you can help or facilitate people's online programs that they are going out there, like organizing, with the Zoom meetings, with the Google meetups, with all these things that are going on in the online medium, you can literally do that. You could have, you know, a partnership with a studio who already have the logistics, just partner with them, bring them clients, and then they help you, you know, deliver on whatever promise that you promised your clients and your prospects, right? And we also talked about real estate agents. So with a real estate agent, what you're doing is you're just being the middleman between the buyer and the seller. Okay. So what I make sure that you understand is that you need to go to the seller. You need to go to the real estate firm, talk to them about your idea. If they like it, then you go out there looking for your buyers. And there are so many ways of going about it. People have built their entire career off of being a real estate agent without having their own homes. And so it's something that is viable, it's something that works. And if you have the skill set of selling, you can actually go in that business model and then make some money for yourself. And then the fourth thing we talked about is being a fitness trainer. And a fitness trainer, you know, with what's going on, and you know, obvious reasons for people who are looking at getting into shape, who are looking at, you know, looking good, all that stuff. You know, the market is hot, the market is red, and so it's out there, people are doing it and people are making money. And so if you have that skill set, you can also do that. And then the final thing is network marketing, which obviously needs some skill sets, and you also need some cash to get started, but relatively it's cheaper than most of the business models out there to get started. And you also need some selling skill sets to know how to persuade and convince people ethically. The word there is ethically, to so they can be able to make the informed decision of joining you, and also so you could make money that way. So I hope these five legit businesses were helpful. If yes, take a screenshot on your phone, tag me on social media, wherever you are listening from. Let me know how it was helpful, and leave me a review on iTunes and or Stitcher. Let me know, you know, whether bad or good, let me know how you know you're getting value from these episodes. It basically helps us to know better, helps us to create some good and valuable content that helps you guys. So as always, be a revenue player. Whoa, did you get value on this very episode? Please consider leaving a review. It means so much to me. You can do that on iTunes if you're on iPhone, or Stitcher if you're on Android. And remember, you are a revenue player now. Don't forget to make more revenue.